So I'm sorry, Patricia, I'm completely ignorant about any history in Samoa. You said there's an American side and then the Western
The
side.
western side, yes.
And who was that originally? Was that a colony of another country?
The American Samoan territory is an American territory itself. Even till now, it's still under the states, United States. But Western Samoa, which in 1997 has recently changed the name to Samoa alone,
Okay.
they were under the British colony. They were a British colony, German colony as well. And then in 1919, they 1940, 1919, they became a New Zealand mandate till
New Zealand mandate.
1962
What
when
does
they were
that
given.
mean?
It means that they were under, like, you are aware that New Zealand is under the British rule, but they have their own independent state itself. It's
Okay.
like that, whereby Samoa is a British country, colony, but it's being mandated or taken care of by New Zealand, which means that anything we don't have a, for example, we don't have an army. We use the New Zealand army to take care of us.
Okay.
Any political decisions that we need to make, it has to be done by the New Zealand.
And so the same is true of the American side
I don't
as
think
well.
so. I believe they're very different. They're more under, okay, to a certain degree, but the American Samoan individuals are more Americanized.
I see.
Like from our side, the Samoan side, we're more on traditionally based rules. Even though we listen and even though we need the decision made by the British and the New Zealand mandates, but we're more on a local. We have a Matai system, which means that we have leaders from each village which counsels us. These are the only individuals who are allowed to decide. But after our decision, we give it to the New Zealand and British mandate. Well, for the American Samoan people, the whole system is governed by America.
I see. So, have you lived in England or the United States
No, not
before?
at all.
Okay, I was
Haven't
wondering
been
if you
there
could
yet.
compare the culture.
Sorry.
And what about just the popular culture? Like, do you watch American TV shows or
Yes.
British or New Zealand?
With families that use, with Samoan families, we have some people on our island. For example, I have a friend who's in the university now. Her father is from the other island, American Samoa. Her family is more based on an American system side, where they
Okay.
watch American movies and so on. And then you have other people who are more on a New Zealand basic like view
I
and
see.
Australian, lifestyle.
In the United States, we never see New Zealand TV or Australian TV or British TV. And I always think that people from other countries, they see American movies, American television, but Americans don't see any of that, so we're kind of have a bit of a closed culture. But you watch also British
Yes.
and New Zealand, so you know all of it.
That's basically the interesting thing about living on an island. You don't get to decide which country you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be on the same side with. Basically, what you do is when you're born into a certain family, they have certain rules, they have a certain sort of way of living, which means that if you're from a family who has British lines or American lines, basically you will have both the lifestyles of a British and American normal or normal Samoan
Wow.
family.
So you're much more multicultural.
Probably.